The Center for Enterprise Development, CED, has handed over websites and computer equipment to a number of local organizations as part of efforts to modernize various sectors across the country. The donations are part of the Organization of American States, OAS, Development Cooperation Fund, DCF project. The ceremony culminated a three-year resilience through innovation and technology RIT, micro, small, and medium enterprises MSME recovery program. The websites and equipment have been entrusted to three organizations which serve as a governing body for small businesses and entrepreneurs across various sectors of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. These range from the blue economy to culture and agriculture. During last week's handing over ceremony, Director of the National Cultural Foundation, Kimia Glasgow, Vice President of Vinciclus, Marv O'Brien Morgan, and President and Executive Director of We Are Miro Incorporated, Marian Isaacs Bob, spoke about the timeliness of the donations, which will enhance the efficiency and reach of their organizations.
Representing cultural and creative industries, we want to ensure that everybody has opportunity to get a bite of the digital marketplace. We think that it's going to be a great opportunity, not just for the product-based businesses, but also for the service-based organizations, so that they can have access to the local market, but also to the export market. They can access new revenue streams via the digital marketplace.
Everyone, on behalf of Vinciclus, we would like to say thank you to the OAS and Mr. Wiley for such a wonderful opportunity. And I really want to commend CED because they've been doing a lot to get small businesses up and running. The good thing about this is that a lot of small businesses, they have very good products, but the problem is they're not seen. They depend on the word of mouth of persons to get their products sold. So now that they're embracing the technology, we are happy for this because I expect to see some revenue shooting up.
Well, we're an organization, a non-profit that deals with coral reef, and we lost a lot of what we had planted, and now we have to be back in the rebuilding stage. So with this website, we're able to reach more persons who will be able to donate our cause. So we just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Meanwhile, project consultant Omar Wiley said businesses must evolve in this digital age and become more efficient. Wiley described one of the three websites he created for the organization Vinciclus, which he said will benefit the agricultural sector.
There's a button here that you could start shopping. So as soon as you click on this button, you would go towards the product being sold by members of Vinciclus. So again, that's one of the key things of this website. It's not just one website. It represents different entities. So it's a multi-vendor website. Just through this one website, you would have access through all the members on this site. So if you're shopping for a particular product or a particular vendor who is operating on this website, for example, Omegan Garden, right? You would be able to find Omegan Garden's products. So if you like the cereal, as she mentioned, if you like the seasonings, you'll be able to go find her seasonings on this website, click it, add it to your cart, purchase it, make the arrangements for delivery right through this website.
Wiley said that the websites facilitate the efficiency and evolution of small businesses and entrepreneurs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
We have evolved in this digital age. So we are now at the stage where we could be more efficient with things. And the website is just one of these ways that we increase efficiency. We are just in the stage that we are launching them. So at this point, we are able to basically support other members who would like to join Vinciclus or who are already members of Vinciclus. And they would be able to have a username and password that they would be able to log into Vinciclus. I'm just using Vinciclus as an example. But all the websites, they would be able to log in and upload their own product.
Project consultant and business owner of Efficient Solutions, Omar Wiley. Training and education coordinator and public relations officer at the CED, Keisha Phillips, said businesses must take the necessary steps to survive and stay relevant within a changing world.
It is not enough for you to just produce a product or service and sell it. We, together with the OAS, we are concerned about the holistic development of our entrepreneurs in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The world as we see it is changing. The business environment is becoming even more competitive. And so we have to stay in step with the game. We cannot lapse, and remain behind. We have to work together to see how best we can position or equip you to take your lead in running your businesses successfully and thereby helping to generate income for yourselves, your employees, your communities.
Training and Education Coordinator and Public Relations Officer at the Center for Enterprise Development Incorporated, Keisha Phillips. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.